Ai, tēnā rā koutou katoa e te iwi hakarongo mai nei ki tō tātou reo irirangi o te hiko o te ika. Nei rā timi atu e koutou katoa e rungi tēnei hōtaka o taumatahanga ko Joel Bristow tēnei. Ai, kua tai ki te wā ki te kōrero ki tētahi atu o tātou kai kōrero mō te rangi nei. Me tāuri ake tātou, ki tō tātou kai kōrero hakamutinga mō te rangi nei, ko Isaiah Tilialo. I rungi i tēnei kaupapa o What's Good in Our Hood i roto i te youth space i whangarei. Nō reira me tāhuri ake tātou ki aia ki te hakatau i aia i tēnei wā. Nō reira, kia ora Isaiah.
Kia ora.
Oh, cool. No, thank you again for taking the time out to join me this afternoon to talk on this project that you've got going. And so I'm going to leave it up to you just to let our listeners know. Actually, before we move on, can you just do a quick introduction, who you are and where you're from?
Yeah, no, that's perfectly fine. Kia ora, my name is Isaiah Tilialo. I'm 20 years old. I was a youth worker and a project coordinator for the Whangarei Youth Space. And I was the project coordinator for What's Good in Our Hood.
Let us know about the kaupapa. Let us know what's good in our hood.
So, What's Good in Our Hood was a project that we created in hopes of highlighting all of the youth safe spaces and areas that youth could go within Whangarei, because we found that youth didn't really know where all of the places that they could go to were, for either services or simply just to hang out, or for, I guess, for like cheap food and cheap clothes and stuff like that. So we created this map in the hopes that youth could utilize it to find all of these safe spaces. And that's the really basic reason behind it, to be honest.
Oh, cool. And so when exactly did this project happen to come about, or like not just to an idea, but actually into fruition?
So the project was released officially mid. Ooh, I'm just making sure I got my dates right. It was mid June, I believe, that we officially released it. So we released it at Carmel High School and at Whangarei Boys, and to a couple of different youth groups. So we went and did a couple of musical performances and handed out physical copies of this map that we've created.
Oh, cool! And so how? How has it been? How has this project been received so far with, with the target youth that you're going for at the moment? What kind of feedback have you received?
As far as for the youth that we've talked to and that we've had the opportunity to get in touch with, they've really enjoyed the design of the map and the they really enjoyed the design of the map. So the map was entirely youth-driven and youth-led, and it was, the map is hand-drawn by youth artists. They enjoyed that, and they enjoyed that. They enjoyed the concept of it and then having all of these places available to them.
Yeah, absolutely, because that can be, a bit of a hard one during, especially, like, school holidays and things like that. You're used to going to school each day, but then all of a sudden you've got all this free time, and it's like, what do you do?
Free time and you don't know how to fill up.
Yeah.
And it was also like we wanted to focus also on all of kind of the youth services, or if youth need help with anything, be it counselling, be it health services, be it even just a place to hang out during the holidays. We wanted to highlight all these places that youth were able to go, because I think youth kind of think that Whangarei's kind of got not a lot of stuff going on.
Yes.
But we created this map to show them these places, and we wanted to create an event calendar of some kind, so we created a very basic Facebook page that updates with events and things like that. And yeah, we just wanted to help youth get involved and find places to go.
And I suppose as things evolve, so like spaces, new spaces, new things that you find out, so the map will evolve.
Yeah, so as the city continues to evolve, we will continue to update and allow the map to evolve on its own as well.
And so was it the youth space alone that was involved in this project, or did you have anyone else, any other businesses or organisations outside of the youth space that helps to get involved in this project?
So the youth space, we decided to put together a focus group that brought in different youth from schools, but also from the Whangarei Youth Advisory Group, and from the Whangarei Future Leaders. On top of that, our printing was all done through, we have a logo on the mat that's done by Monster Graphics, and our printing was all done by JOP.
Oh, that's awesome. And so, what is your current position with this so far? Were you just able to assist in setting this up and leaving it to that project group, or you still remain as part of this project as well?
So I'm still partially part of the project, but I've more handed it over to the Whangarei Youth West and to that youth team now. I'm currently in Auckland studying at Auckland Uni, but I'm trying to keep myself involved in the project as much as possible, because it is a cool idea. So it is more handed on to my colleagues in Whangarei.
Oh, that's cool work, and like, you know, just thank you again for taking the time out. You're out there studying, and being able to let us know. It sounds like a project I was just sort of thinking about, you know, for up here in different places. Our towns might not be as, Kaitaia and Kaikohe might not be as big as Whangarei, but sometimes just having a direct options for our youth to go to, you know, put something in their mind where they can decide where they might want to be, besides simply loitering around in town. But thank you again. Do you have any, before we finish up, do you have any final kōrero for our listeners up here in Te Hiko Te Ika, maybe some advice or any final kōrero in regards to the project?
Hello. Just in terms of advice, if this is a project that you kind of want to try in your city or your town, I would highly recommend it. Get in touch with all of the local businesses and the local services and just try to get it done, because if we start, you know, highlighting all of these places that youth can go, we give them the opportunity to, you know, to find these places, to go out and to do more than just, as you said, just loitering. And in terms of the project, go visit our Facebook page. If you want a copy of the map, just look up the message on Facebook or come down to the Whangarei Youth Space in Whangarei. We've got several copies. We'll print out a few more if you need them. So, yes, that's us.
Ah, cool. Thank you again for joining us, and all the best for the rest of the afternoon and your studies while you're down in Auckland. Thank you.
Thank you.
Ko te reo tera o Isaiah Tilialo, koia tētahi te kaihaka haere matua mō tēnei kaupapa o What's Good in Our Hood. I haka mahi a rātou tētahi rautaki, tētahi mahere rautaki, mō ngā rangatahi kia mōhio tia ai rātou ngā rangatahi, ngā wāhi pai mō rātou i ngā wā o ngā hararei, me ngā wā katoa, āmuri a te kura, kia mōhio tia ai, ngā wāhi pai mō te tākoro, mō te ahara nei, mō te tautoko, te poipoi a rātau anō. Nō reira, nei rāti mea tū kia aia mō te rātū kōrero, mō te wāhi o Whangarei, mēnei hihi anā koutou, ko rongo kē koutou ki tāna kōrero, haka pātū kia rātau te Youth Space i roti a Whangarei, kia haka auaha pea tētahi māhere, pērā i tērā mō tō taone iti, o tō taone nui pērā i a Kaitaia. Hoi nō rā e te whānau, nei rā ti miati kia koutou katoa, e haka runga mai nei, ki tēnei o ngā kōrero tino haka hirihira mō ngā rangatira o a pōpō. Koia rā taku kōrero mō ngā rangatahi, o e nei rā, ko rātou ngā rangatira mō a pōpō. Nō reira, kaupapa pēnei ai, he rawe rawa atu te haka tū pērā i ngā kaupapa o Shine On Kaitaia, ngā mahi o rātou mā, i haka mahia mō ngā rangatahi, mō ngā tai tamariki, i roto i ngā hāpuri nei. Nō reira, me ātaha kāro tātou mō ngā kaupapa pēnei ai, kia mōhio ti ai, kei hea o mātou tamariki, kia kawe e waiho mā rātou anahi, te haka kiki, te haka kāka, kei hea rā ngā wāhi pai. Atu i te awa me ngā moana, te wāhi e tākaro ana mātou, ia mātou e tamariki ana. Nō reira, mō tēnei wā, me tāhuri ake tātou ki te rōpū Uruwhetū, me tēnei waiata mana tuauki. Haka rongo tonu mai, mauri ora kia koutou katoa, nō reira iwa te kaumāwhetū ira tahi te iereri, haka rongo tonu mai.